Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here this afternoon on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call. Our toll-free line is open, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to have you give us a call today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And we're going to go ahead and get started here this afternoon with a word of prayer. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody here this afternoon. I just pray that you would just encourage us and to use us for your glory in some way today, Lord. We just thank you again for the opportunity. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. And I was just chatting with Pastor Lutz on his way out. He was talking about finishing up in the book of Revelation at his church, the North Coast Baptist Church out there in Lakewood. And I told him I'm just finishing up in 1 Thessalonians. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5 talks a lot about the catching away of the believers. And it's chapter 4 in particular, section of chapter 4 is probably one of my favorite passages dealing with how the Lord's going to catch us up to be with him in the air, though that's not my topic today, but it's kind of interesting. He was talking about Revelation chapter 19, finishing up there at his church, and how the Lord comes back at the end of the tribulation. Of course, the catching away of the believers takes place prior to the tribulation, and that's where Jesus catches us up to be in the heavens, in the clouds, to go into heaven with him, and then we'll be in heaven during the seven-year tribulation period. And at the end of that, Revelation 19 talks about how we come back with him, and he defeats the armies of the Antichrist and sets up his millennial reign. That's a thousand-year kingdom here on earth, and we'll be a part of that. The Bible says we'll rule and reign with him. And, you know, you put those two together, and it's exciting. That's why Titus, in Titus chapter 2, which is close to what I wanted to look at here today, but Titus chapter 2 and verse 13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we look at that, it talks about the second coming of Christ, how it's divided into two parts. We'll spend some more time on this another day, Lord willing. But and just to give you something here about this real quick, looking for that blessed hope, then there's a comma. The blessed hope is the catching away of the believers, an event we call the rapture. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 talks about that and going into chapter 5. And then also 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the last portion of that chapter, talks about that extensively, the catching away of the believers. And then it says after the comma, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That is the return of Christ to the earth at the end of the tribulation, when according to Zechariah chapter 14, he sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, and the mountain splits in two, and Jesus goes from the Mount of Olives back into Jerusalem and into the temple, and he will set up his kingdom on earth at that time. We accompany him, and that's exciting. Read Revelation 19 and and Zechariah chapter 14 together sometime. You will be amazed at what God says there. Well, I said all that just as a freebie. Maybe we'll talk about that some more in future weeks. And speaking of future weeks, let me just mention, as talking with Pastor Lutz on the way out, I will, Lord willing, be filling in for him at 1 o'clock a week from today, this coming Friday. I'll be sitting in for Pastor Lutz in his program for the Cause of Christ at 1 o'clock here on AM 1220 The Word, and then I'll have our regular program at 1:30. I'll have a guest during that program, and then, of course, there's always our Sunday night programs at 11 o'clock until midnight. But you can find out more about us and different things if you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link from there to our church website for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can also go to our YouTube page, and we have got the program streaming on our YouTube live broadcast streaming on our Facebook pages as well. So let me encourage you to check those out. And sometimes it takes me a minute at the start of the program to get everything shared over. But I think, as far as I know, they're all set and running. But also remind you, too, that the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I am the pastor, we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The Richfield Holiday Inn Express is located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, and that is Northern Summit County, and that is located right where the Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross, the gate right there, the entrance to the turnpike from 77. You can also get off on Brecksville Road, State Route 21 right there, and the Holiday Inn Express is right there. When you say it's right there, sometimes people's right there is I guess, relative. My wife and I were going to visit a church in, I think it was Pennsylvania one time. We were supposed to get off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and they said, it'll be right there. And it was right there, about 10 miles plus off from the turnpike, but it was right there. We're literally right there. When you're sitting in the conference room at the Holiday Inn Express, you can look out and you can see the toll booths for the turnpike. So we are literally right there. So I encourage you to come out and visit. You can come out tonight. We have a Bible study. We have it's an informal Bible study at 7 o'clock tonight. And we just do what we do on the radio. We talk about what's happening in the world in relation to the Word of God. And so we deal with people's questions about current events in light of God's Word. And we also talk about the Bible and try to understand what God's Word had to say. And so we have questions about the Bible itself. And so that's kind of what we do on the radio as well. And in fact, the radio programs all started as a result of our Friday night Bible study. We've been doing that for quite a number of years, the Bible study. Well, we've been on the radio, I think, about 12 and a half years, 13 and a half years. I think it's 12 and a half years. And so we were doing the Bible study for a number of years before that. So we're probably 15 years or so we've been doing our Friday night Bible study. But it's informal. We have refreshments, and we just take our time, and we pursue a few rabbit trails if need be, and stop for clarification on some things, and it gives you a chance to ask your questions and discuss them and talk about them and see what the Bible has to say. And it's always a blessing. It's probably one of my favorite times of the week is our Friday night Bible study. And of course, we meet in the meeting room at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And then on Sunday, we have our regular services on Sunday in the meeting room as well at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And we have at 10 o'clock, is our morning Bible study, and we're slow getting started. Yeah, it's kind of depends on how fast the coffee gets perked, I think. And then at 11 o'clock is our morning service. I'm currently preaching through the book of 1 Thessalonians, and then on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, I'm in the book of Proverbs. And so all of that is at the same location at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road. And that's the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet there. And so check us out. And just like I said, visit us online, livewithpastoral.com, and you can link to all those things as well. Also, this coming Sunday, I almost forgot to mention, We have our annual spaghetti dinner. It was supposed to be last weekend, but we were preempted due to some scheduling conflicts, and so we pushed it back to this weekend. And so that'll be this Sunday following our morning service. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner, spaghetti, salad, bread, desserts, whatever, and we just have a good time of fellowship, so you're invited to come to that as well, and that'll again be at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. All right, well, I wanted to touch on something here. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. Actually, I was out at East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, and just a reminder, they are a sponsor of the program along with our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We're also sponsored by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can call them for pickup or delivery all these times I do their number, and I'm trying to draw a blank here. 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. They're located at 4889 Turney Road. That's 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And I was over there talking with Gus, the owner, and we were talking about the coronavirus and things that are going on with that. And he comes from a non-Christian background, shall we say. And he was talking about how and of course he's saved and loves the Lord, but he was talking about how the Muslim world, there's a story going around saying that coronavirus is a judgment of Allah on the non-Islamic world, and they were claiming that the non-Islamic world, that the Islamic world was not suffering from the coronavirus. It was only in the non-Islamic world. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem to ring true. He's asked me what I thought about that. And I said, well, I think that's a little dissembling going on there. Somebody's not being completely honest. And I looked up some information on the coronavirus, and it is a serious thing. I think some people are panicking a little more than perhaps that they should. There's currently about 77,000 cases worldwide, but the majority of them are actually in China, and so mostly in that area of Wuhan where the thing began. But I was going to call up something here that gave it compared to the flu. The flu is much more serious than coronavirus in terms of the number of people that die from it. And just to give you a little bit of an idea, the coronavirus has a mortality rate they're estimating of about 2%, which would be about 2 deaths per every 1,000 people afflicted with it. Now, the flu, the seasonal flu, is less than 0.1%, which is a much less mortality rate. That's true, but there's just so many more cases of the flu that so many more people suffer from it that the real numbers go into the tens of thousands. And I'll give you a for instance here. Even though the coronavirus is more has a higher mortality rate, about 2,250 people have died from the coronavirus in this year. And then the same year, the seasonal flu has killed approximately 68,608 people. That's the current estimate of the number of people dying from seasonal flu. And you say, well, I thought coronavirus had a higher mortality rate. Yes, it does, but there's just so many more cases of the flu than there are of the coronavirus. And so as a consequence, the coronavirus, though it's more lethal, is just not near as widespread. And it is something to be careful and to monitor, but it is spreading from China. But as we are right now, the total reported cases or known cases of coronavirus, China leads the world with 75,892 and 2,236 deaths. And then there was the Diamond Princess cruise ship that had a number of people that tested for it, and they have just that cruise ship alone, 634 people and two deaths. South Korea is next with 204 people and two deaths, followed by Japan with 108 cases and one death. And then it drops down, Singapore 88, no deaths, Hong Kong 69 and two deaths. But the United States currently has 27 reported cases. But they're saying, well, it hasn't struck Islamic countries. Well, Malaysia, which, you know, a lot of Muslims in Malaysia, 22 cases. A lot of Muslims in the United Arab Emirates, in Iran. I'll get to United Arab Emirates in a moment. In Iran, there's a lot of cases. 18 cases in Iran, four deaths. That's you know, for a country that supposedly Allah's favoring the Muslim nations and not letting them get it. 18 cases in Iran, four deaths. The United Arab Emirates has had 11 cases so far, no reported deaths there. Philippines has a sizable Muslim population. They have three cases and one death so far. There's a sizable Muslim population in India with three cases. Egypt, last I knew, had a significant Muslim population. There's one case in Egypt. Lebanon, one case in Lebanon as well. So this idea that coronavirus is a judgment from Allah sent on the non-Muslim world and his protective hand is protecting the Muslim countries so that they're not getting it is just plain a lie. And the problem with that is in Islam, they're allowed to lie. You know, there's two types of lying that you can do. There's lying by saying something that's just flat out not true, and then you can lie by omitting to say something. So in a sense, like sins of commission where you actually do something versus sins of omission where you neglect to do something that you should do. And that's kind of what it is. And in Islam, it is permitted. It is actually encouraged by the Prophet Muhammad and by Islamic writings that you can lie to protect Muslims or to further the cause of Islam. And there's two predominant forms of lying that are acceptable in Islam, and that is kitman and taqiyya. Kitman is, in a sense, lying by not telling the whole truth, lying by omission, so to speak, and taqiyya is lying by telling something that you know to be false, and that would be lying by commission. For instance, a Muslim is allowed to say that he's really not a Muslim if it'll protect his life or allow him to be able to further the cause of Islam. And, there's just, without getting into all the details, but contrast this with what the Bible says. In the Bible, and I was in Titus earlier, and Titus chapter 1, it starts out saying this in Titus chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, this is verse 2, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, here's a key phrase there. Which God that cannot lie. The Bible says God cannot lie. The Bible identifies the father of lies as the devil. Now, if you're faced with considering whether or not Christianity or Islam is the correct religion, whether the Quran or the Bible is the correct holy book, let me submit this to you, that you consider the fact that the Bible says God cannot lie, And the Quran encourages people to lie. The Bible says that God is not the author of lies, but the devil is. He's the father of lies. But yet, in the Quran and in the other religious writings, Muslims are encouraged that it's Allah's will for them to lie. Now, I don't know about you, but when we know that the devil is the father of lies, and Allah seems to be thinking that lying is okay, then that suggests to me that perhaps Allah is not so much connected to the God of the Bible as some people would suggest that he is. In fact, he might be a little more connected to Satan, because after all, he is the father of lies. And so as a consequence, we realize that God cannot lie. And when we look at that, we understand that God has some serious things to say about those that lie. And I wanted to give you that verse before I forget about it, in John chapter 8 in verse 44, where Jesus says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." And so again, I would submit, Allah of the Quran has much more in common with the devil in the Bible than he does with Jehovah God in the Bible. And Muhammad, the prophet of Allah, has much more in common with the servants of the devil in the Bible than he does with anything else, than certainly with the servants of God in the Bible. And God has a strong statement to make about those who lie. And people think lies not that bad, but look here in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. The Bible says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters," and then he says this, "and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." These are those that died without Christ. They're cast into the lake of fire because their sins are right there on their record. When you put your faith in Christ, what happens is your sins are literally put upon Christ on the cross, and the blood of Christ cleanses you from all of your sin, and God literally puts his righteousness on you, and when he looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. He sees his own righteousness on you. He sees the righteousness of Christ on you, and so as a result, this would not apply to you if you've put your faith in Christ as your Savior. But if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, your sin is going to be right there, just up front and visible to a holy God. And he says this, "The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, all of them, cast into the lake of fire, eternally separated from God." This is why we need a Savior. People say, "Well, I'm not that bad. You know, I think you got to do a lot of lies to be a liar, don't you? It's got to, you know, reach a certain point. You know, a few little lies is not that big." Let me ask you this. How many people do you have to kill to be a murderer? Do you have to kill, you know, 3-4 dozen? 4 or 5? At least 2 or 3? No, you only have to kill one person to be a murderer. How many acts of immorality do you have to commit to be a whoremonger? Well, not a dozen or more, only one. How many idols do you have to worship to be an idolater? Only one. You know, we look at all these things, and so then we say, "Well, but you got to do a whole bunch in order to be a liar." No, only one lie, and you'd be a liar. That's all it takes. You know, though thieving and or theft is not mentioned here, stealing is not mentioned here, but it's condemned elsewhere in the Bible. How many things you have to steal to be a thief? Just one. So how many sins you have to commit to be a sinner? Just one. That's why the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is absolute perfect holiness and perfection. He's completely without sin. Jesus Christ came into the world without sin. He lived a perfect life, never sinned once. And then he willingly went to the cross, where he took your sins and my sins and the sins of everyone else on himself and paid for those sins with his own blood. But the catch is, you have to believe that he did that and put your faith in Christ and call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I hope you've done that. Well, thank you for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.